So you know what's funny, Jazz?
What's funny?
I'm reading about this debate over the new immigration law in Arizona, and I'm thinking probably a lot of people, if they saw us together, would automatically assume that I am the immigrant.
And I don't think a lot of people would assume that I'm a proud Latina. I came from Argentina back in 2002.
And many wouldn't know that I'm actually a second-generation Mexican-American, or Chicano, and very proud of my mixed heritage.
We are both Latinos, but we come from different ends of the continent. We look very different.
I am a dashing Mexican-American man with mysterious good looks.
He enjoys his soft Corinthian leather seats.
We eat different food.
You enjoy your carnitas. I really like my churrascos.
We speak Spanish differently.
Che, boludo.
Órale, güey.
But what unites us, in addition to geography and language, I think for many Latinos, it's the experience of being an immigrant, either your own personal experience or your family's experience.
And music. Latin music is the glue because it often tells our very similar stories of how we got here. So today on Alt Latino, we're going to listen to stories about the immigration experience set to music.
Also, we spoke to two artists who are boycotting the new immigration laws in Arizona, Juanes and Los Tigres del Norte. They each had very interesting things to say, so I hope you can check that out on our website, npr.org/music. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras, and this is Alt Latino, NPR's new show about Latin alternative music. Jasmine, let's start with a song about the voyage immigrants make.
Pal Norte means headed north, and it's a song by Puerto Rican reggaeton artist Calle 13, accompanied by Cuban rap group Orishas. And Felix, I just want you to listen to the opening of this song. It is absolutely spine-tingling. It's chilling. And I think what it is that it's this lonely a cappella voice. And it's the loneliness of the voice makes me think of the loneliness of the immigrant's voyage.
Una pierna que respira veneno de serpiente. Por el camino del viento voy soplando aguardiente.
El día había comenzado entusiasmado y alegre.
Dice: ¡Pasaporte!
¿A dónde va por ahí, Juan Hilario? Con esta noche tan fea. ¿Usted no se anima? Mire cómo está el camino. ¡Anegadito!
No, ¡hombre, compa! El camino es lo de menos.
Lo importante es llegar.
Tengo tu antídoto.
Jasmine, I love the traditional Andean music mixed in with the reggaeton beats. And if you get a chance, look at the video, which is on our website at npr.org/music. It's really a work of art. It was filmed in the border area between northern Argentina and Bolivia, someplace that you're familiar with, I bet, which is really heavily indigenous and very impoverished, which means a lot of people have to leave to make a living.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. Calle 13, they have some of the raunchiest, most irreverent, sex-crazed lyrics in pop music. I mean, they're just gross. But they are incredibly politically conscious and poetic. I mean, they're just a very complex band. And listen to this. After winning 6 Grammys for their last album, rather than bask in the limelight like most bands would do, they disappeared from the face of the earth and embarked on this journey to discover the Latin American continent. And during this journey, they filmed a documentary called Sin Mapa, which means without a map. This song is a result of that adventure.
Esta producción artístico-cultural, artístico-cultural, hecha con cariño y con esfuerzo, sea como un llamado de voluntad y esperanza para todos, 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 todos.
Once immigrants arrive at their destination, life is anything but easy. In the song Clandestino, which means clandestine, French-Spanish artist Manu Chao sings about being undocumented and the life of hiding in the place you've come to call home.
Solo voy con mi pena. Sola va mi condena, correré mi destino para burlar la ley, perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino por no llevar papel.
Those are such melancholy lyrics. He sings, alone I go with my sorrows, alone with my burden, To run is my destiny, to outfox the law.
And I like that he lists immigrant communities across the world, not just in the Americas. Nigerians, Algerians.
Peruano, clandestino, africano, clandestino, marijuana, illegal. Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley. Perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino por no llevar papel. Argelino clandestino, nigeriano clandestino, boliviano clandestino, mano negra ilegal.
In addition to legal challenges many immigrants face, both documented and undocumented immigrants often face discrimination in their new homes. Our next pick for songs about immigration comes from Spain. In her song, Miedo, or Fear, rapper La Mala Rodriguez confronts people's fears and stereotypes about immigrants. And in this song, she's accompanied by her husband, Afro-Cuban rapper Maoma.
¿Te da miedo que llegue a ser un alto mandatario? ¿Te da miedo que presente un programa en la radio? ¿Te da miedo que sea un eminente personaje? ¿Te da miedo que sea reputado periodista? ¿Te da miedo que...
You know, Felix, in that song, La Mala is singing, among other things, about Muslim immigrants in Europe and how some people fear their religion. And that's a theme of our next song by the band Ska Pe, who's also out of Spain. This is Ali el Magrebi, which means Ali from Maghreb. This song tells the story of a Muslim man named Ali who immigrates to a European country and about all the difficulties he finds, the distrust he encounters. I like the frantic ska pace of this song because it kind of feels like that frantic whirlwind life of a lot of immigrant communities.
We're talking about songs about immigration and jazz. So far, we've discussed songs about the immigrant's journey and the hardships the immigrants encounter when they arrive in their new home. Our next song talks about immigrants who miss their homeland. Mexican singer Julieta Venegas does a really cool electronica-infused cover of a song by the legendary ranchera band Los Tigres del Norte. The song is called La Jaula de Oro, which means the golden cage.
Aquí estoy establecido en los Estados Unidos. 10 años pasaron ya en que crucé de mojado. Papeles no arreglados, sigo siendo un ilegal. Tengo mi esposa y mis hijos, que me los traje muy chicos y se han olvidado ya de mi México querido, del que yo nunca me olvido y no puedo regresar.
This song tells the story of a Mexican man who's been in the U.S. for 10 years. He's had his family here, so his kids don't know anything about Mexico. They don't speak Spanish. They reject their Mexican heritage. So he feels isolated from them and his country.
I like that this song is very electronic, but Julieta Venegas does a really good job at paying homage to the original ranchera song with the accordions and the traditional ranchera beats. You know, Julieta Venegas was actually born in Tijuana, and she was exposed to norteño music like this. Not only does she play the guitar and the keyboard, she's a very good accordion player.
She's very good. I've seen her play.
No hablan conmigo, otro idioma han aprendido y olvidado el español. Piensan como americanos, niegan que son mexicanos aunque tengan mi cola. De mi trabajo a mi casa, yo no sé lo que me pasa, que aunque soy hombre de hoy.
You know, Felix, of all the songs we've heard so far, this is the one that most touches my heart.
Why is that?
Because it's a story you just hear over and over again in immigrant communities, and I've actually lived through this myself. There's always a bit of isolation in the immigrant's life. After a while, you're no longer entirely from the place you left behind, but you're never entirely from the place you now call home. I used to struggle a lot with that. I wanted to just be from one place. I wanted things to be simple and not all these different pieces, until I realized, like all immigrants, I'm really just something else, and there's a lot of people out there like me, and that's okay.
Do you need a hug?
No.
Jazz, speaking of something else, something that's born out of many different cultures and coming together, do you recognize this song?
Yes, this is Stings, an Englishman in New York.
It's by a band called King Chango, and they're based in New York City, but many of the members are from Venezuela, and this is a remake that was just begging to be made. It's actually part of a collection of Latin alternative artists doing a tribute to the police. In the original song, Sting sang, "I'm an alien, I'm a legal alien," but in this version, they sing it both in English and Spanish, and they reflect a slightly different immigration status. King Chango is from New York, by way of Venezuela, with a remake of Sting singing about an Englishman. I think we touched on at least three continents with that song.
And it brings us back home to the end of this show featuring songs about immigrants. We want to remind you that you can hear each of these songs in their entirety on our website. That's npr.org/music. And you can also hear our interview with Juanes and Los Tigres del Norte about their boycott of Arizona on that site.
And you can leave your own comment or add your own favorite songs about the immigrant experience on the website. We'd love to hear from you. You've been listening to Alt Latino, NPR's new show about Latin alternative music. My name is Felix Contreras.
And I am Jasmine Garst.
Okay. That's it.
Okay.